Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. There's nothing more motivating than a great business success story. And Julie Cole fits this profile.
Julie Cole is a recovered lawyer and mother of six who co-founded Mabel's Labels from her basement, with products now sold to a worldwide market.
Julie shares with Home Business TV her mompreneur journey, launching a multi-million dollar market leader, Mabel's Labels. Julie can speak about all the experiences and the ups and downs of life of an entrepreneur.
Julie Cole is also an active blogger, regular television contributor, active speaker, and renowned online influencer.
So greetings, Julie Cole. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hello, podcast audience.
Hey, Julie. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
So how's Toronto?
It's warm.
Great.
Yeah.
Lovely city. There's a lot of startups, a lot of entrepreneur activity out in Toronto.
Well, it's a real hub, let me tell you.
No matter what the business you start, something has to inspire you. Julie, what inspired you to start a business?
Look, I think it's very important to always know your why when you're going to start a business. And I had two whys. The first thing was actually that my business partners and I noticed that there was a product missing from the market. And quite simply, it was a very durable label for children's belongings. So we were using masking tape on our kids' things and permanent marker. And we thought, there's got to be a better solution. And there wasn't. So like most creative entrepreneurs, we found a solution ourselves. So that was the first reason. And actually the second reason was because at that time I had only three children and my eldest had actually just been diagnosed with autism at the age of three. So I knew I wanted to leave the traditional workforce so that I could create a really great therapy program for him. And I just needed some balance in my life. And I thought, you know, even though being an entrepreneur is crazy and busy and a hustle all the time, it did provide me with the flexibility I needed to provide this program for myself.
You know, there's always that trade-off where there's more work. I mean, most entrepreneurs admit there's more work, but having that flexibility to adjust your schedule, it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it any other way.
Yeah, so circling back on that, so you found a product that, you know, a better mousetrap for a market need out there. But, you know, it kind of gets into some technical things, just not going down this as a rabbit hole, but how did you get the technical support you needed to develop a better label?
Right. So we did a lot of research and we did a lot of testing. Honestly, we had things in our dishwasher for like a year just to make sure, because we needed this stuff to stick. And you think, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, I can just make labels. I'll just print them off. But you can't. They're not going to go through the dishwasher. They're not going to go through the microwave. They're not going to be UV resistant. I mean, that really is our secret sauce. Our product works. It was really just a lot of research and testing. And in fact, the product that we use to make our labels is not something that is traditionally used to make labels. And that's all I have to say about that.
So I imagine you kind of started small and developed the market, saw that it was working, and then grew from there. And
that's right.
The demand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've been around for about 15 years now and started in my sister's basement with our first product, which was our traditional sticky label. And now we've expanded to so many different products, shoe labels, bag tags, allergy alerts, you name it, all of your labeling needs.
Well, hopefully that basement's still in operation, right? Part of the operation?
Well, let me tell you, that basement has long been sold. We moved out of that basement when we outgrew it. And at that time, we told my sister, who is one of my business partners, to buy a bigger house with a bigger basement. So she did. And we stayed there. We thought we would be there 5 years. We were there 2 years. And we are now in the place we've been probably for about 10 years. And it's a 16,000 square foot facility.
So now you're home-based. Outside. That's a lot of businesses that grow, you know, start off at home. They end up being, you know, they end up home-based. But a lot of the operation is then done outside of the
right home. So now we have a production facility, where our marketing team is, our IT department, everybody is out of Mabel's Labels HQ, and we have 40 full-time employees.
Well, that's a fascinating story. You know, every base business faces challenges. Surprisingly, businesses that are completely different often have faced the same challenges. Julie, what have been some of your biggest challenges or obstacles in finding your success?
I'm going to say the first one was a little obstacle. We thought it was going to be bigger. When you bring a new product to market, you actually have to sometimes convince the market that they need you. So we thought that was going to be a challenge. As it turned out, once parents saw our labels in use, if they were at daycare or at a drop-in center, parents were just automatically like, what are those? I need those. So they understood the product. So it wasn't as big an obstacle as we had originally thought. An obstacle for us for sure was we're a web-based business, and between the four co-founders, we don't have an IT degree amongst us. Mm-hmm. And probably that's another very good obstacle to mention, is that when you have four partners, you get a lot of personalities that come to the table and a lot of
input. A lot of drama there, huh?
A lot of feisty conversation around that boardroom table. And that can be an obstacle, and you need to always manage your communication and not take things personally. And I always say, entrepreneurs, if you leave your ego at the door, you're going to do much better. But also, although it wasn't without its challenges, I feel like having the four of us really contributed to that early success because of the four different brains. You know, we had one person who could go and deal with the banks. We had one person who could go and look at equipment. I could write a press release. We had all sorts of different skills, and we could divide and conquer. And
Who liked doing the sales?
We all like doing the sales. Yeah,
that's what I say.
Everybody's a salesperson. Everyone's a salesperson. Yeah.
So imagine a lot of this growth has required independent contractors and vendors and those kind of supports. Any challenges there?
Obviously, I think anytime other humans are involved, you're going to have some challenges. Certainly, when we first started hiring staff, we've gone through little bumps. We've learned a lot about that along the way. Managing the humans can be a thing. One thing I think is a great resource for entrepreneurs or small business owners is to contract people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you might not be big enough that you need a full-time HR person, but there are people that out there that will, you know, come and write some policy for you or help you with a big hire. So rather than getting people on payroll, I swear contractors are a small business owner's best friend.
Yes. Well, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Safety Technology. Start a home business marketing their non-lethal self-defense products. Work with Safety Technology industry leader for 29 years. Sell through shows, home parties, swap markets, auction sites, and your own e-commerce website. For more information, visit www.helpdefendpeople.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
From your basement to worldwide enterprise, you must have done something right. Julie, share your success advice. What did you feel you did right?
I think what worked very, very well for us was that we really understood our market. Our market is moms, and we're moms. And I feel like we understood very early on that moms don't trust traditional advertising. What we do is we listen to influencers and other moms. So word of mouth is huge. And once social media hit, and keep in mind, we started before social media, but we saw that word of mouth was key in our market. But once social media came, we jumped on it so fast because we knew that that was a vehicle for word of mouth. And moms own social media. We have mom blogs. Everybody's on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook. Mm. I mean, my kids won't even go on Facebook because they're like, that's where all the moms are. We don't want to be there. So we very early on created a very strong online community. And our customers became our brand ambassadors. We have 170,000 Facebook fans, and we have a completely engaged community. And
so
that has been
that's such a fascinating thing, how you've really taken social media and ran with it. Have you formed a kind of like a buyer's group of your labels, or are they loosely affiliated with you? How do you keep that group intact and grow and expand it?
Right. Well, honestly, we keep our community of customers and fans connected by providing them great content. You know, we're always providing great content. I'm always doing Facebook Lives. I've been blogging for 12 years. Like, I'm like the first mom blogger. And I don't blog about labels. I blog about what it's like to run a business, what it's like to have six kids, all those sorts of things. Because then the community feels connected to me. I'm that mom, that trusted voice. And again, the mom market doesn't want to buy from nameless, faceless brands. They want to feel connected to the brands they're buying from. And that's what I provide.
So that gets into, you're a digital influencer. with growing with your Facebook and through social media?
Sure. Yeah. Look, this is, it's a very important space for Mabel's Label. It's a very important space for moms. And because I've just been around for so long and I'm really, you know, the face of the brand, I'm just out in that space. I'm constantly going to blogging conferences. I just came back from the Mom 2.0 conference in Pasadena. I was at the Surge Summit in Baja, Mexico. I'm always going and connecting with bloggers and connecting with other social media influencers because they're such an important part of our community.
Fascinating. Well, you know, often the bigger challenges to startup success is managing this growth, you know, growing into your business success. Julie, you know, how did you deal with growth and manage it so effectively?
Yeah, look, it certainly is a challenge because, you know, I think for us, you know, we would just get to that point where we're like, okay, now we know what we're doing. Now we're at a place. And then next thing you know, you've had more growth and it changes your business entirely. You have to keep learning. I just think that we got comfortable with being uncomfortable and really trying to make it like treat it like a sport. Okay, now we've got to learn new things. I can remember at one point we had a bunch of employees and we kind of all looked at each other and said, oh, do you know anything about HR? I don't know anything about HR. Maybe we need to learn something about HR or get somebody in here who can help us with HR. So, you know, there is that. I think for entrepreneurs, you have to have an appetite for risk. Again, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And if you can do those things, then you'll be able to embrace the change and the growth and run with it.
Kind of a nugget to pick out there is that, you know, in a traditional job, you get into your rules and your roles and then you get stable. It's not like you just got to learn to thrive and it's not going to be a stable environment. It's going to change each day. And you have to look at that as the norm. And keep
exactly.
That as your present moment focus is just
there's no normal.
Well, Julie, you have the added angle and challenge of being a mompreneur as well. Women are always working towards finding a balance. You have 6 children. What are your tricks?
Okay, well, first of all, I will say, and I don't think women are particularly good at this, you need to get help. And I was very bad at that. I got a nanny when my 5th kid was 1. Like, wow. I was running a business and raising children at the exact same time. And I would be at making labels in the basement until 2 a.m. And then I'd get up at 6 a.m., have the day with the kids, and then do it all again. It's ridiculous. Like, I think back and I'm like, what was I thinking? So, you know, and I know in my head what I was going through, which was, well, I've got a business so I can be home with my kids. So why would I get help with my kids? But that's just, it's just nonsense. You need to get help. You need to provide yourself. You have to surround yourself with a strong village. Just don't be a martyr. Like, get the help you need in your business and at home. Whatever you need, don't be afraid to get it. And I actually have gotten very good at saying no. You know, like whenever I get invited to do a lot of things, and I actually have a 10-point checklist that I have to go through and check off every single thing before I accept an invitation.
Hey, we got through the 10-point checklist.
You sure did. But I'll tell you, the number one thing on it is, do I want to do it? So that's key. So I've gotten better at saying no, and I say no to my kids. If one of them came home right now and said, Mom, you have to bring in a dozen cupcakes to school tomorrow, I would say, are you new here? Have we just met? That's never going to happen. So it's like we say to our employees, staff, and my kids, your lack of planning does not constitute my emergency. That's my go-to. So I have no problem saying no. I value my time. I'm extremely productive. I have little strategies, little tricks that get me through the day where I can be super productive. I don't let people interrupt me if I'm working on a project. I turn off my notifications. So little things like that. And honestly, like my number one tip, my absolute secret sauce is my perspective and my attitude. And I just don't complain. I just, you know, if there's a problem, I figure it out. I move forward because, you know, saying I'm tired has never actually led to me getting sleep. So rather than complaining about it, I will try and find solutions, and just having a great attitude, it's the one thing I can control, so I will.
Hey, can I trademark that? Saying I'm tired is no excuse. It's not going to get me sleep. That's
right?
That's good.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Yeah, and so, you know what? Nobody likes complainers.
Well, pulling a nugget out through here, when you got started and you had all this, you know, growing success, you were just trying to do it all, plus balancing being a mom. And so it sounds like the big initial step you had to make was really setting some tough priorities and not just saying yes to everything.
Right.
And you know, ranking things and then slowly bringing in help as you, you know, as we'd say in the Navy, got, you know, got things back on track.
Right. And I think another key thing too is making sure you're, pardon me, making sure your family understands. If you're going to start the entrepreneurial journey, you better make sure your family understands what it actually looks like. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if your partner, if you have a spouse or a partner, like they need to understand that you're going to be in the basement every night. And for a couple of years, you're not going to be bringing in any income and you're going to be working like a dog. And
what kind of weird stuff is going on down in that
basement? Right. Right. So, I mean, if your partner doesn't, if they're not going to 100% fully support this, I can tell you either the relationship will fail or the business will fail. So make sure everybody's going in with eyes wide open. Even my kids, you know, my kids know that I do have some flexibility, but when I have to work, I have to work. And even in a couple hours, I got to take my kid to hockey. And I know going in there, I'm going to have to probably do one email and take one call. So as we're going in, I will say, Clancy, if you look up and I'm on the phone, it's because I'm doing one call. And if you look up and I'm on my computer, it's one email. And then I stick to it. I only do those two things. But he also knows if I don't do those two things, I probably couldn't come at all. So I just say, communicate with them, make sure everybody's on the same page and everybody knows what the life of an entrepreneur is actually going to look like.
Outstanding. So that key point of managing expectations.
100%.
Well, Julie Cole, this has been a great discussion on business startup success, growing from your basement to world business leader. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, obviously, they need to go and check out my website, mablesleables.com. And if they want to connect with me over, talk about entrepreneurship or follow my mom blog, that sort of thing, that can be found there. I'm at Huffington Post. I'm at Modern Mom and at Yummy Mommy Club. I'm easy enough to find. My Twitter is at Julie Cole. My Instagram's at Cole Julie, and everything's at Mabel's Labels. So connect.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll have all that information up on the podcast website.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Julie Cole, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. To learn more about Julie Cole, visit www.mableslabels.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, in Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.